Gosh, that tune takes me back. I don't know if you know it. Anybody know that tune that the band has just played? Well, I will tell you about it. In preparing for this service, I was quite curious because I had a dim and distant memory of something in my youth. As you know, that will have been a struggle. And I remembered I was in a youth group in Felixstowe, and there was a very special launch of a book called Youth Praise. You probably haven't heard of that, but I valued the book greatly. And in actual fact, we were all carted off in a coach to Central Hall, Westminster. And it was there that we learnt this song. It was a bit of a revolution, really, because this book, Youth Praise, was really the first hymn book that was especially designed for young people to sing. And I'll tell you what it's called in a minute. I'll get there. But what impressed me the most was there was someone there who, you know, I don't want you mature ladies to swoon too much, but there was someone there who I didn't expect at all. You won't be surprised to know about him, but we were tremendously surprised on the 5th of March, 1966. Now, I was 15, by the way. No mathematics, please. And the reason we were surprised is that somebody came on stage and they said, please don't applaud me. Please don't do that. It was the first time that I knew of Cliff Richards being a Christian. I don't think he'd made it so much into the media at 1966 professing his Christian faith. But that was the date. That was the year. I was 15 and I was impressed. The tune is called Christ Triumphant. And the words are these. Christ triumphant, ever reigning, Saviour, Master, King, Lord of heaven, our lives sustaining, hear us as we sing. Now, I love that song. It's actually in the Salvation Army hymn book. But you don't sing it, do you? We're here to praise God this morning. We're here to hear from his holy word. We're here to pray. We're here to declare our love for Jesus. And, oh, by the way, you do all love Jesus, don't you?
Yes.
Hooray. Hooray. Well, I'm going to check it out nonetheless. Well, I think I can do this. I'm learning, so bear with me. I have to go that way, don't I? Right. Well, I'm glad you love Jesus, because we're going to sing a chorus. And the chorus is, "Oh, how I love Jesus." You might not know this either, but we're going to learn it, okay? And I'm just going to check out with one or two people that they do love Jesus. So be ready, because I will ask you all to sing at some point. Can I have a C, please? Hey, Gemma, do you love Jesus? Are you sure you love Jesus?
Yes, I'm sure I love Jesus.
Tell me, why do you love Jesus?
This is why I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
All together. Oh, how Jesus loves us. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Now, are you all ready? It's quite simple. I'm sure you've learnt it by now. Who shall I have next? Any volunteers? Hey, Julia, do you love Jesus? Are you sure you love Jesus?
Yes, I'm sure I love Jesus.
Tell me, why do you love Jesus?
This is why I love Jesus.
Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hey, church, do you love Jesus?
Oh, yes, I love Jesus.
Are you sure you love Jesus?
Yes, I'm sure I love Jesus.
Tell me, why do you love Jesus? Can I have my helpers, please, for today? I'd like to call up to the front here Simon and Ewan, and I think I have some other helpers too. So if they're around, perhaps they could come up as well. Come right up on the top of the platform here, would you? Now, I'm not quite sure of the volume of this. Can you hear me? Yes, you can hear me okay. Put your hand up if it's too loud, won't you? I've got some people up to help me. Can you come up as well? I think there's my two helpers there. And I'm going to set them a task to do each, okay? Because you didn't need reminding, did you, about the fact that you love Jesus? But throughout history, the world has been a funny place in terms of their love for Jesus. Even Jesus' nation that he came from, the Jews, found it really difficult to stay faithful to God. So there were ways in which the Jewish nation actually learnt holy habits in order to remember and constantly remember that they were to love God. So I'm going to set two tasks. And this is the task for you and Ewan, okay? The task is this. I have in my bag here a piece of equipment, which is part of a holy habit. It's actually a habit that even now the Jewish nation takes part in. And I'm going to ask you to, one of you anyhow, to wear this, because this is part of how the holy habit begins. But in order to help you, I have a list of instructions. Now, you're not allowed to speak, by the way, while you do this, all right? And I'd like you to stand so that you're sort of like that, so everybody can see you and see what you're up to, all right? In a moment, you'll be able to start. Just take that out of the bag for now and just stand there, will you? And girls, I've got two pictures for you. You're going to find something that helps a holy habit. Here's a picture. Here's a picture. You've both got the same picture. Somewhere in this building is something that isn't usually here, all right? It could be at the back of the church. It could be on a shelf. It could be under a seat. You might want to ask the congregation if they could possibly help you if you don't get very far with it, all right? So off you go, find what that picture is, show it to everybody as you go around, and I'm going to be quiet because actually this is the time for quiet and watching now. Start. I have it on the best authority that the girls aren't doing very well. I wonder how the boys are doing. Congregation, how well do you think the boys are doing? Are they sort of getting on with it? I think they are. They're getting on with it. They've got to be quiet, though. So we'll go sitting quietly again, and we'll just see what's happening over here. I think we may have had some success. Have you found it? Have you brought it to me? Go back and get it and bring it to me, please. It's strange, isn't it? We as a church have been thinking about holy habits, and what we're trying to do as a church is to increase the way in which we come closer to God. And that's the whole point of the holy habits. At the moment, At the moment, we're actually looking at prayer. And that's my theme for today. But my theme isn't just about prayer. Well done, they're finished too. It's about love and prayer. So our theme for today is about love and prayer. You won't be able to see... what did I do with the thing? Here it is. It's there already. Okay. That's what they were looking for. Okay. And does anybody know what this is? Anybody know at all what this is? Or what it's called? It's called a mezuzah. A mezuzah. It's a Jewish item that would be put on the doorpost of the house in which all Jewish people live, if they were devout Jews. Not all Jewish people would do this. And inside this is a scroll. Now, also, come here, Ewan. Inside this box, can you see it on his arm? Let's see if I can get a better picture of that. That was the mezuzah before. Sorry, that was the phylactery, it's called. That was the phylactery before they put it on the arm. This is the phylactery. Now it's on the arm. What would you say? Do you think the arm is pretty much the same as in the picture? I think we're going to give them 10 out of 10. Okay? We haven't finished there. Please take it off now. Girls, could you just open that scroll? You'll just have to remove this little bit of sellotape from there, and then you can open it, okay? So if you just open that scroll. Was that a bit tight for you? How would you fancy sort of wearing that every morning?
Tough.
Well, if you were a good Jewish boy, you probably would wear it every morning. And do you know why you would wear it every morning?
Not a clue.
I wonder if Dad knows why he would wear it every morning.
I think it would be to remind him to pray.
Yes, it is a reminder to pray. And these were the customs at the time. They've found out what's in the mezuzah, in the white box. What does it say? You're probably a bit young to read that. Give it to one of the girls and they'll probably be able to read it. Can you read it? Can you read it? Oh, well, that's a shame. I'll just tell you something about that. That is a piece of paper that has 1,594 letters in it. No more and no less. No more and no less. I will read it to you. Remember this. The Lord and the Lord alone is our God. Never forget these commandments I give you today. Teach them to your children. Repeat them when you're at home and when you're away, when you're resting and when you're working. Tie them to your arms and wear them on your foreheads as a reminder. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. Not a bad holy habit. Thank you very much, everyone. That's great. Thank you. Shall we all now take part? Let's sing our first song together, that is, Be Still, for God's presence is surely with us this morning. Would you like to sit down? And we're now going to do what the holy habit encourages us to do. We're going to pray. Maureen, would you like to come and pray for us, please, and with us?
Shall we pray? As we are still before you, God, this morning, we pray to you, Holy Spirit, come and be with us. We love you, and we long to feel your presence, your peace, and love. We love you, Lord. We want to know and serve you better. We need your strength to do this. If we try to serve you on our own, we will fail. We need you in our hearts to inspire us and to show where you are leading us. Forgive us, Lord, when we get it wrong. Lift us up to try again. Draw us close to you through this coming week as we seek to develop a more intimate relationship with you through prayer and reading your word. May we develop closer ties in our home groups and grow closer to each other and you. We pray for those cadets who have been commissioned as lieutenants recently in our Salvation Army to go and make disciples for you. Wherever they have been sent, may they know your sweet presence, strength, love and compassion for the lost and marginalised, to bring them to know you, Lord. Our world needs you so much, Lord, even though people do not understand or know it. Be with our world leaders. We know you can accomplish your will even through those who do not know you, as we can see and learn from history and your word. Guide our government in the next months to pull together and get Brexit completed. May your will be accomplished. There are dear folk in our congregation who have health problems to face, others who are mourning the loss of a loved one. May they know your healing, strength and love. Be near to each one. Also, we pray for travelling mercies as Joe travels to America with the Scouts. Keep them all safe, we pray. Lord, I bring all these thoughts and prayers to you, the great burden bearer, comforter, friend and saviour. If someone is listening who does not understand how prayer works, I pray they will seek and find answers before they leave this church. Let us all join together in saying the prayer our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. For into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I would like to just say, if you would like to join us for more prayer, then do join us in the lounge on Tuesday mornings between 9 and 10. If this is not a convenient time, please come and talk to me, or pick up a blue card, which is just on the left as you go out, on the post in the foyer of near the office, and contact me by email or phone, or see us after the morning service. God bless you.
Thank you, Maureen. You know what comes next, don't you? It's the bit that I say is my favourite, but I'm not supposed to have favourites. So would my favourites come up, please? And that's the singing company. And they're going to sing something called Walk Tall. Not the version that you're thinking of, probably. Thank you. our young people now are going to go to their groups. But before they go, I'm going to ask Simon if he'd like to come up and pray for them. And at this time, we're also going to take your gifts for the work of God in this place.
Let's pray, shall we? Father God, we thank you as always for our children and for our youth. We thank you for their leaders. And now as they go out to their own separate spaces this morning, we just pray that they will come closer to you, that they will learn more about you, and that they will experience you in a new and fresh way. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Guys, have a good time. If you go out to your teaching and your time together, and let's take our offering together, shall we? Thank you. Let's pray together again. Father, we thank you for just how much you love us and just how much you provide for us and give to us. And this morning we've just given back in a tiny way to say thank you to you. And so we pray for the people in this church who make decisions about finance. We pray for the way that money will be used in this community, within this church and within this town. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, good morning. It's really good to welcome you. If you're visiting us, just want you to know how welcome you are this morning. And also, if you're listening back, you might even do that. If you're listening back on the internet, you're so welcome as well. A huge thank you to Paul for leading us this morning. We really appreciate it. Please be aware there's tea and coffee and refreshments after our service. And you're really welcome to go through into our community hall and share in that time together as we do that. We also have our core open air just after midday up on the triangle near Tesco's. Our band supports and leads that for us. But as always, anybody is welcome to come and join us, so please do. This evening, we meet at 5:30 p.m. back here in the hall for our band and songs to celebration. Music, it's been entitled. So I think you're in for a good evening. Well, I know you're in for a good evening. So if you'd like to come back at 5:30, please do come and share with us at that point. Now, for some people, this phrase brings utter delight, and for others, complete despair. But this week, the school holidays commence. Can I just suggest that if you come to a regular activity during the week, that you just check that those activities are still running once we get into the school holidays? A number of them are term time only activities. So please be aware of that. And particularly Friends Together, you meet for the last time this week on Wednesday, and you have a ukulele group. That sounds great, doesn't it? A message from John last night, just to let you know if you haven't heard, that Louise Brown, who went into Salvation Army training from this corps, has recently been promoted to captain. And if you weren't aware, Louise is working up with Kathleen and Alistair on the Strawberry Fields project. So congratulations to Louise. And a big thank you from the YP sections to everybody who supported their curry night. Just over £300 was raised for the YP section. So thank you so much for supporting that. I'm nearly there.
If you've been part of a small group or continuing to be part of a small group as we look at prayer, one of the points that was suggested on there was that you might feed back to John, as leadership currently of the church, of ways that we might be able to engage further in prayer together as a church. So please do that if you get the opportunity. Pop him an email or have a chat with him. I know from the group that we've been part of already, we've got a great list of ideas as well. So we'd love to collate those and start discussing how we can do that together. And while I mentioned John is now on holiday, on a very well-deserved break. So John is not available from today through until Thursday morning. Please see your bulletin. In case there's an emergency and you need to contact somebody, there's details on there. But if not, please leave him alone for a few days and give him and Rosie a chance to have a break. And everything else you need to know is on your printed bulletin. Thank you.
Part of our holy habit is all about learning things. And the band are going to play a piece now called Teach Me. And the teaching that the band is portraying to us is, teach me to love thee, teach me how to pray, and teach me how to serve you. The full text there is, teach me to love, pray, and serve thee better every day. Let's hear from God's holy word.
Matthew 26, verses 36 to 46. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." And when he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Amen.
Amen.
There are some times when we can't pray for ourselves, and we rely on others praying for us. The songsters are now going to come and sing a song.
Thank you.
Somebody prayed for me. It was Jesus in the garden. He prayed for me and for you amongst the trees. And we're now going to sing about that somebody who prays for us all, Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Would you like to stand? Do sit down. Shall we pray that God will speak to us very much this morning? Heavenly Father, speak in this place this morning. Calm our minds now, Lord. Give us loving and receptive hearts, hearts ready to receive from you. Lord, we want to be strengthened by the words we hear. Guide us by your Holy Spirit. Speak, Lord, now, and help us to listen to your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. I started preparing for this service about a fortnight ago in earnest, and if you'd have called at my house on one morning, there I was earnestly preparing for the service. I was in the garage. Might seem an odd place to prepare for a service, but I remembered that many years ago, when I was a teacher and taught to have visual aids, I had a visual aid. And you've seen the visual aid this morning, the real one, a real visual aid. I phoned the Jewish Society in London and had a word with them, and I said to them, I wanted to know what a phylactery was. I think we can have the picture up of the phylactery again, please. And the next one. And the next one. That's it. Because I wanted to use it as a teaching aid. And that's what I've done again today. But do you know, I packed it away. And I couldn't find it. I went through 6 boxes. And I knew it was in one of those boxes. And you'll never guess what happened. I started all over again. And it was in the first box. Jesus had something to say about that holy habit, because in his time, the Pharisees were actually wearing phylacteries. Do you know that word is in the Bible? It's in the Bible, the word phylactery, if you hadn't heard it before. It's in Matthew's gospel, the same gospel we read from. And what the Pharisees were doing is that they got their phylacteries made extra large, and they would parade around in their attire. And one of the things that Jesus criticized the Pharisees for was their show, their lack of honesty. I wonder what Gethsemane means for you. Some of you might have been there. You might have been on a visit to the Holy Land. If you'd been on a visit to the Holy Land, you'd undoubtedly have been invited to go to the Garden of Gethsemane. Whether it is exactly the same place or the same garden, I just don't know. But I know that you'll be told that 8 of the trees in this garden were there, olive trees, when Christ walked this earth. The garden still is a place of beauty. Many have reported that it's a place of tranquility. And indeed, we know from Scripture that it is a place that Jesus went to often. It says in one of the Gospels, and Jesus went to the Mount of Olives as was his custom. That's the Gospel of Luke, by the way. So there it was, the garden where Jesus could go at the end of a busy day. A busy day preaching in the temple, perhaps in Jerusalem, talking to the crowds, trying to do the will of his Father, which he'd done ever since he was that young boy who in the temple, when his parents had lost him, said, "Why are you worrying? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business?" And that's how he lived his life on earth, being about his Father's business. He taught us to pray, "Thy will be done." And now, the Garden of Gethsemane, his last visit, was so painful. Gethsemane means olive press. And when olives were harvested from the Mount of Olives, they were sacked up and taken down to the Garden of Gethsemane, where a massive beam would be placed on the top of the sack and further weights, heavy beams, added until the olives gave up their oil. Do you see the analogy? Do you see that on this visit, our Lord said he was crushed? His emotions were so strong. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. His pain was so much that he felt like he could die right there and then. So much sorrow to the point of death. But he'd taken his disciples. Well, he'd taken 11 of them. Judas Iscariot had already been sent off, as it were. He took himself off anyhow to betray him. So the 11 went to the garden with Jesus. And then Jesus said to three of them, and the three included Peter, James and John, said, "Be with me, and while I'm here, I shall pray. Will you just be with me? Will you keep watch for me?" And Jesus fell with his face to the ground. I could have chosen a beautiful picture. I could have chosen Christ with his hands like this, with a nice cleanly tailored beard, a clean white robe, and it just would not have been authentic. Here was our Lord who had so much confidence in his ministry, he was doing the work of his Father, now crushed. And he was praying, "Father, if it is possible, will you take this cup from me? If it is possible, will you take the cup?" I wonder what that cup was. We know within a few hours Jesus would be arrested, tried, and executed on the cross. Was he praying about all of that? Is that what the cup means? Well, it does mean partly that, but the cup that he had decided to drink was the cup that contained all of our sins, all of the wrong things we had done. The cup not only contained all of our sins, but it contained the wrath of God, because God will not tolerate sin. And when Jesus was to drink of that cup, he knew for the first time ever he would be separate from God his Father. God would not be able to look on him. And on the cross, you'll remember he cried, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" God, for that moment, could not look on sin. And Christ became sin for us. Jesus prayed, "If it's not possible, then thy will be done." That was his second prayer. His first prayer, "If it is possible, take this cup away." Second prayer, "If it's not possible, thy will be done." Still in torment, he goes to see his disciples who should be supporting him, but they're asleep, already deserting him. And so he prays again. "If it is not possible, Lord, then thy will be done." And that struggle he had in the garden took him to the cross. Could we play the video, please?
Jesus climbs the hill to the garden still. His steps were heavy and slow. Love in a prayer took him there to the place only he could go. Gethsemane, Jesus loves me. So he went willingly to Gethsemane. He felt all that was said, wicked or bad, was the pain we would ever know. While his friends were asleep, he thought to keep his promise made long ago. Gethsemane, Jesus loves me. So he went willingly to Gethsemane. The hardest thing that ever was done, the greatest pain that ever was known, the biggest battle that ever was won, this was done by Jesus.
Jesus' prayer was honest. He told God exactly what was going on for him and what he was feeling. His humanity was to the fore. He was divine, and yet he was 100% human. He was honest with God in asking God if it was possible for something to happen. But he submitted to God that he would accept that it should be his will. When you pray, be honest with God. Tell him exactly what you're feeling. Ask him for exactly what you want to pray for. Tell him. That's what Christ did, and something happened. The Christ that was on the ground at the end of praying said to his disciples, "Get up! My hour has come." He went to face the cross. We will never have to pray that prayer. because we will never be separate from God. But we still need to pray honestly in all of our confusion and our lack of understanding, with our emotion, with our mind. We need to pray honestly. If we believe that Christ has indeed got the victory, we can approach our Heavenly Father. And even if he doesn't answer the prayer that we pray in the way that we would want it answered, we will be bold to say, "Thy will be done." May God bless you this week as you meet in your groups, as you pray at home, as you pray, as you walk along the promenade, as you think of others, as you pray, as you think of yourself, as you pray for the world. But whatever you do, pray. Let's sing now a song of some victory. Let's sing our final song. Would you like to stand? Do remain standing for some words of scripture. And now, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us and remain with us always. Amen. The band are going to play as we sit quietly. If you'd like to socialise now and have a coffee, please would you leave the hall quietly? If not, I'm going to invite you this morning to be quiet and just listen to the band and trust that you'll be able to do that. Coffee or listen, please.